USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We intended to build upon the agreements made by President Trump and Chairman Kim, and we made progress.
That's what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says about his 2 days of talks in North Korea with top officials of that nation. Speaking in Tokyo, Pompeo says,
"We had detailed and substantive discussions about the next steps towards a fully verified and complete denuclearization."
However, North Korea media slammed the meeting, calling the talks regrettable and saying American officials came with a gangster-like mindset. Word is an active rescue attempt for the youth soccer team trapped for over 2 weeks in a flooded cave in Thailand is now underway. The decision was made to start the mission to rescue the boys because of dropping oxygen levels and the threat of more monsoon rains in the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At least 64 people are dead after extremely heavy rains in Japan. Another 44 people are missing. Authorities say rivers flooded Sunday, forcing the evacuation of millions. In California, the swift-moving holiday fire in Goleta has people racing to save their lives. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Santa Barbara County officials in California have declared a local emergency as a wildfire driven by strong winds and high heat destroyed several homes and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
Right now we're looking at about 50 to 80 acres right now. That number could fluctuate still when we get the assessment teams out there. That number could change. Right now with the amount of structures we have 20 structures that have been damaged or destroyed. Again, we're going to have those assessment teams out there to determine if those were houses or barns or other types of buildings.
In the Atlantic, Hurricane Beryl's being downgraded to a tropical storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Trump administration is suspending billions of dollars of payments to insurers required under the Affordable Care Act. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services saying Saturday it will stop collecting and paying out money under Obamacare's so-called risk adjustment program. Now, risk adjustment is the key method used to reimburse insurance companies required under Obamacare to accept all customers regardless of pre-existing health conditions. Health insurance groups blasting the move, saying it will create uncertainty in the industry and will increase premiums for many health care plans. Former UCLA and Sacramento Kings basketball player Tyler Honeycutt is dead after a standoff with police in Sherman Oaks, California. Reports are he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after barricading himself inside a home that was surrounded by a SWAT team. Honeycutt played at UCLA from 2009 through 2011. And the four teams are set for the World Cup quarterfinals in Russia. Croatia knocking off the host country in a penalty shootout Saturday. England defeating Sweden. The first semifinal gets going Tuesday when France meets Belgium, and Croatia and England will clash on Wednesday. The final match will take place a week from today. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,